Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences is offering $25,000 apiece if you sign on as new staff. Earlier this week, the state reported only having 25 open hospital beds across Arkansas. Only 25 beds across Arkansas. They are so overwhelmed, and they are so short on nurses. They have over 230 vacancies they need to fill. Cases in Arkansas increased tenfold in mid-July, one of the worst COVID situations in the country. Governor Asa Hutchinson expressed regrets earlier this week over a law he signed banning mask mandates in the state. An Arkansas hospital is so desperate to fill open positions that they're gonna offer money. Actually, 360 healthcare vacancies. That's just a lot of money. So what, that's 900,000 they have they're gonna use for recruitment? So COVID-19 is ramping up again in the southeastern state. Cases have increased by almost 900%, and the hospital is overwhelmed. And morale among healthcare workers is low. Some have even walked off the job due to intense pressure. Teams are stretched thin. People are frustrated. People are very tired. We are down a significant number of positions here because we just don't have enough nurses that we could recruit to come here and help us take care of patients. So whoever is showing up to work is overwhelmed. You got this, and I bring this up, people. Not because I want violence to play for one Arkansas medical system, but it's to show you that every single industry is dealing with this labor shortage. But as opposed to a labor shortage affecting a restaurant, and the only effect it would have on you is maybe you can't get your meal quick enough, or you might not be able to go to that restaurant that night. Instead, we're talking about if you live in Arkansas, that's going to put your health at risk. If there is not enough staff, and Arkansas is not the only one that's battling this, but if there's not enough staff, or the staff that are there are already overworked, now that could put your health at risk. So one show I watch is Below Deck. Right? And honestly, I don't like a lot of the relationship stuff on that. I started watching it because I wanted to see Greece. I wanted to see Italy. I wanted to see Croatia. So it's really cool. You know, my husband likes boats or whatever. But the one thing I find fascinating is because I waited tables and I've been in customer service in multiple aspects and careers in my life, including medicine, I find it very, I don't want to say fascinating, but evidence to what I've been telling my husband about how you better tip good. And how you think people working aren't talking about you, but they are. And so one thing on the show is they sit there and they badmouth the clients that are taking this big expensive yacht trip. I guess the trips last a couple days. They take a private yacht. They go along the coast of wherever they're going, whether it's a sailboat or whether it's a yacht. And then they are supposed to give a big tip. And I noticed when the crew gets a $15,000 tip, they complain. My guess is $15,000 is 15%. Remember I told you people think 15% is an insult? Now it's like 20%. So if somebody gets a $20,000 tip, you know, they seem to be happy. Well, $20,000 is a 20% tip if the trip is actually costing $100,000. Or I think honestly the way the show does it, you get that cut in half. And and but you still tip on the full amount. And that's why I just seem to see, you know, these $10,000, or these, you know, $15,000, $20,000, $22,000 tips. But the one thing I notice is the staff, in this one season I'm watching, for kind of nearing the end of the season, you see them all burned out, and they're talking, you know, dirt about the people. They seem to not care. They just, their work ethic drops. Well, on a yacht, okay, well, you know, what's that? Well, you might get a slap on the wrist. But if that happens where you have burnout and you feel like you're done, and that happens in a hospital setting, somebody could die. And so I really am nervous about worker burnout. And even though a sign-on bonus of $25,000 is nice, usually that means you have to put in X amount of hours. They're not going to give it to you and then let you quit the next day. I don't think it's going to be enough. I don't think the money's going to be enough. Because we already have people say they would rather make less money to stay home. So, what do we do? Now, in April, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson signed a law that prohibited mask mandates in the state. He admitted earlier this week that he regrets signing the law amid the state's COVID situation. He has called for a special legislative session now to amend the law and bring back masks to the state. So that's kind of interesting in that, and let me kind of see what we're seeing in terms of cases, if I could pull up their numbers really quickly here, compared to others. You know, I am not a fan of mandates. I am a fan of, people using the common sense and people having that choice. And the reason why I'm not a fan of mandates is because I don't think what people are wearing on their face is really helping. And I think what's laying evidence to that is if California is having surges in cases, if Nevada is having surges in cases, and they had mask mandates, then I don't know if Arkansas can really kick themselves too hard, because if they're having cases rise similarly as other places, then with masks, maybe the masks were not as integral as preventing the cases. So I would really like to see more data. If those states that had people put on these half-assed facial coverings, you know, if it worked, I really want to see data of who got N95 respirators. That's what I want states to be passing out. And if you are going to be recommending masks, make it a real one. 1-877-DOCTOR.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit ibm.com/research.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials, my producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a woman is suing Los Angeles because she was hit by a car and suffered brain injury. Now, why is Los Angeles at fault? Because apparently, Deborah Todd, 64 years old, was trying to deliver food and water to homeless individuals. And she was hit by a Nissan at the 101 freeway overpass in Hollywood back on October 4th, 2020. She sustained injuries to her head, hip, back, arm, and leg, according to a lawsuit filed Monday at the Los Angeles Superior Court. And she said because of the encampment, You couldn't walk on the sidewalk. You had to walk on the street. She might have a point there. You're supposed to be able to be allowed to have walkways away from cars. If sidewalks are not in use, don't cities have to have construction cones and make alternate walkways? She accuses the city of allowing the encampments to remain for a substantial amount of time. So this is Deborah Todd, 64 years old, sadly was hit by a Nissan at the 101 freeway overpass on Gower Street in Hollywood. The 101 freeway, one of my favorites because I remember as a little kid, I was born in L.A. The 101 is the one that turns into a 134 that turns then into the 210 and then can take you all the way to the 15 to Vegas if you need to from L.A. But the 101 goes right through Hollywood. And the 101, by the way, once you hit it on from the west, the 101 could take you all the way to Ventura, and then I think meets the Pacific Coast Highway, if I remember correctly. So the 101 is a very famous freeway, and it's a it's iconic. Sadly, though, it's, again, in a very busy part of Los Angeles. So when she was hit by a car, she sustained injuries to her head, hip, back, arm, and leg. This is according to a lawsuit filed Monday at the Los Angeles Superior Court. Because of the encampment, she said you can't walk on the sidewalk. You have to walk on the street. There was no light or stop sign anywhere at Gower where I got hit. Now, I'm looking at some of the encampments at the overpass, and there are people and bodies, humans, live bodies, all the way up to the curb of the street. Now, her attorney, Alan Turlington, told the LA Times that his client suffered a mild traumatic brain injury that can now leave her with permanent disability and require future medical treatment. The amount demanded for the injuries was not specified. Requests for comment from Todd's lawyers from Daily Mail were not returned. And the lawsuit comes on the heels of LA Mayor Eric Garcetti signing an order on July 2nd that allows the city council to remove homeless encampments that pose a public safety threat to residents. Under the proposed law, no one is allowed to obstruct a street, sidewalk, or other public right-of-way by sitting in line or sleeping or by storing, using, maintaining, or placing personal property in a manner that impedes passage. Even though many approve of the new ordinance, others are concerned it could criminalize homelessness. And then what are you going to do? You're going to give a ticket or a citation to somebody who has no means to pay, might not be able to tell you their real name, don't have an address? So before enforcement of the law can begin, a council vote will be required. Now I get some people could say, well, why did this lady go and give them food and water of her own volition? She took her own risk. And it stinks because, I mean, here's the thing. I think it was a really nice thing to do. Now, but sadly, I mean, if you have somebody that's, you know, walking around in the middle of the street and you want to save their life, and you want to go and get them out of the street, you do take on your own risk many times. But she does have a point that if the city is supposed to guarantee safe sidewalk access, and that's what she's paying taxes for, they're negligent. And I'm not sure what other big legal terms they would use. So California has an estimated 161,000 unhoused, rather than calling them homeless, unhoused people. More than a quarter of the nationwide, totaling 580,000. This is according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Whether you think that's an underestimation or not, 161,000 people, that's bigger than a city. On July 19th, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a $12 billion Project HomeKey plan to combat homelessness in the nation's most populous state, calling it the largest single investment in providing support for the most vulnerable in American history. Now, Newsom's office had $800 million, most of it federal coronavirus aid, relief, and Economic Security Act money, was spent on HomeKey in 2020 to provide shelter for 8,200 people. Well, 8,200 people, they got 160,000. So what, they handled an eighth? Now the administration plans to, a 20th. Now the cut me some slack. Look, it's been a while since I've been in my Calculus 3 class, okay? Now the administration wants to go bigger. California's going to spend $5.8 billion on state and federal funds over 2 years to expand the program and create 42,000 housing units. They said if you think of last year as a proof of concept, you could think of this year as taking a strategy to scale and making it a centerpiece of California's approach to housing the homeless. This is senior counselor to Governor Newsom. So Newsom has said he wants to tackle homelessness as a top priority. He has to because people are ticked and he's facing a recall. I don't know if he's really going to get ousted because apparently you have to have one person, a front runner, and apparently there's so many people in the race that could split the vote. But look at what happened to Venice Beach. I mean, there are so many, you know, sadly, people that have nowhere to go that they're going to go to safer areas. You know, sadly, when you're homeless, you're at risk for assault, sexual assault, physical assault, mental anguish, people competing for your food. And so many homeless people need to find strategic areas where they can be. And Venice Beach offered a little bit more safety in a way because it's out in the open. It's cooler. You know, when you're on the coast, it's a lot cooler because obviously you're outside. People coming by that could give you food, give you money. And so, you know, those that live near, you know, Venice Beach and are paying millions of dollars for the property didn't like it. So obviously they kind of revolted, got mad, and now California has to start to kind of get on it. In New York City, they instituted an aggressive campaign to remove encampments from Manhattan. Mayor Bill de Blasio plans to transfer more than 8,000 people from hotels where they were placed at the start of the pandemic into shelters. In Washington State, Seattle residents will vote on a measure that would force the mayor to take steps to combat the encampment program there. I had a friend that was at Washington and Oregon said the homeless population is huge there. We don't really see a lot of that because New York and California get a lot of coverage, but every state is dealing with a lot, sadly. So city workers start to tear down homeless camps, but where do they go? Venice Beach has now become a virtual tent city with violent crime, rampant drug use. So the tourists and the families that many of these people kind of wanted to be near, they're leaving. Apparently a woman was being held against her will in a beach tunnel. This was on July 16th. Then LAPD officers found the skeletal remains of Colby Story. A 32-year-old has been missing since December. Apparently a Good Samaritan found personal belongings belonging to Story, turned them over to the police. Her checkbook, driver's license, so she was abducted. So there's obviously a lot of concerns. You know, some people who are homeless have mental illness. You know, many people could be, you know, criminals that just can't get a job, therefore they can't have a home, therefore they have to live on the streets. So sadly, this is an absolute mess, and there's going to have to be some sort of reform. And maybe it took this lawsuit. Maybe Deborah Todd, who sued because of what happened to her last October, is one of the reasons why some of these states are starting to take action. Doesn't that stink that that's what has to happen? That somebody has to almost be killed and actually turn around and sue. And mind you, this is on top of, you know, with people getting abducted. Remember, police are being defunded. There's not enough officers. You know, I mean, how many officers are available to be near all these, you know, 160,000 tents to see how, you know, if there's anybody being held against their will? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of landlords and real estate companies filed a legal challenge in a Washington, D.C. district court to the Biden administration's new national eviction moratorium, barring evictions for most of the United States through October 3rd. The group filing an emergency motion asking the court to enforce the Supreme Court's recent order that the CDC could not extend the moratorium without new legislation. COVID cases are still on the rise in the United States. White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients opening a briefing and saying the spike is being fueled by several states with the lowest vaccination rates.
Over the past 7 days, Florida and Texas have accounted for about one-third of new cases and more than one-third of new hospitalizations nationwide.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Working remotely became the new norm during the coronavirus pandemic, and a new survey shows many people want to continue working remotely.
The new survey shows that American workers would be willing to give up a little of their paycheck to keep working from the home office. The poll from insurance provider Breeze showed that 65% of respondents would be willing to take a 5% pay cut to work from home full time, with 15% saying they'd be willing to take a cut as large as 25%. A majority of respondents said that given the option, they'd be willing to part with paid time off if given the option to work from home full time. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four prosecutors are looking into possible criminal charges against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. That's after the release of the state attorney general's report accusing him of sexually harassing nearly a dozen women. District attorneys in Albany, Manhattan, Westchester, and Nassau have opened criminal investigations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so as we talked about, this health center in Arkansas is having trouble staffing their hospitals. The hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID. The staff are overwhelmed. And people just aren't feeling it when it comes to wanting to sign up and take on an additional sign-on bonus. And remember I told you guys that the 25 grand sign-on bonus that this one hospital system was offering the nurses probably isn't going to be enough? Well, here's why. Apparently there was a survey that said what we've been saying all along, that 65% of workers said that their jobs could be done entirely remotely, and at least 5% of people said, oh yeah, I'll take less money, just let me work from home. We are hearing more and more people are not being bought to come back to work. So interestingly, the original argument that everybody was having and concerned about was the additional unemployment benefits. The extra unemployment benefits that were started during the Trump years and were extended to a lesser extent during the Biden years were originally designed to compensate for kicking people out of their jobs. We have never been in a situation where a government says, sorry, you can work, but you can't. You're allowed to go to work because you're essential. You can't. So once you kick people, you know, to the curb, what do they do? So the government said, look, since unemployment only covers a percentage because you want to induce people to find a new job, since there are no jobs, we're going to not only cover your unemployment, but we're going to give you extra. Originally, it was $600 extra a week. Then it went down to $400. Then it went down to $300. It should have sunsetted by June, but they decided to extend it to the summer, through the summer, to September 6th. So as a result, there are people that are still citing, and not their fault, they're honest about it, they're still making more money than they would going back to work. So why go back to work? We spoke about how habits are really hard to kick. You're home for a year and a half. Really tough to go back and be on your feet for all those hours. It's really hard to go back and be among a toxic work environment where coworkers are trying to mess with you, try to, you know, undermine you. Meanwhile, you can be home. You can either work from home if there's a job opportunity, or you could still make unemployment. But another factor now that's coming into play is if, let's say, these unemployment benefits stop, there are Americans out there that might be fine with just the unemployment. Even though the unemployment, I think, is, what, 75% of your pay? So the concept of willing to make less money as long as they get to keep the schedule they have is starting to be more and more enticing. Now, remember, this was just one survey that Bloomberg Wealth had spoken about. It said a new survey shows that many Americans are willing to make reduced salaries, give up days off, put in more hours for a job that offers fully remote options. People like working from home. I don't know. I'm mixed. I have no problem making less money, right, than working the lifestyle. What the hours I used to put in, I have no desire to do that anymore. I have so many other things I'm doing right now that I'm kind of excited about that I want to make sure I have that time and flexibility. But the one thing I have no problem training money for, which I have, is having the flexibility to my schedule. I'm not owned by an employer. I love my network. GCN is fantastic. You know, I get to be on air, but they don't require time of me. I put in a lot of time to my show, but they don't require all this extra time and all this extra input and output during certain hours. They don't. They're pretty chill with me. And my other work that I do with telemedicine, again, they aren't, you know, standing over my desk going, you know, like in office space. That would be great. They don't do that to me. And I like that. And if I end up eventually making less money than I have in the past to have that flexibility, I trade it in a heartbeat. Absolutely. But on the flip side, I love being around people. I really do. I love being around students. I love being around colleagues. I just love being around people. And so I have been still very active, and I have been still working with students and doing a whole bunch of stuff because I just love being around people. But I want to be around people on my time. I want to make my own meetings. And so, you know, this doesn't shock me. So, you know, is it that people are worried about the variant? Are they just worried about their job security? Are they just worried about, you know, not being able to be with the kids or, you know, be with the animals? I mean, mind you, now that we have this new variant And we're being told that the Lambda variant and Epsilon variant might also evade the vaccine. And Fauci is suggesting that there might be more concerning variants on the way. If I was a parent, I would also think twice about being committed across town in an office building where I don't have the flexibility to take off if I need to, because our kids are going back to school. So if you have a young child and that child is going to have to quarantine again, what, because somebody had COVID in a classroom, that parent's going to have to be able to, on a light switch, go and pick up their kids. You know, the one thing that has really plagued us parents is, and it has been, it was just really stressful with my husband and I, is who's going to pick up the kid from school? They're sick. Who's going to take the kid to soccer? Who's going to do this? And trying to decide how to take off work. And many of my patients, my former patients, listen to my show, and they're all nodding because they remember me coming into the room saying, look, sorry, me and my husband are trying to figure out how to pick up my kid. We're going to make this work. You don't have to leave. I'm going to still see you. I mean, they remember seeing us balance family and work. And it's a struggle. But then on the flip side, I mean, I don't want to be on the government dime, you know, so I could be home with my kids. I do want to work. I want to pay taxes, and I want to, you know, I don't want my whole life to be just the kids. I like to have a whole bunch of things going on. I think kids who are, you know, who do have access to their parents more, you know, of parents that don't work, you know, might actually be really benefiting more than my kids did with me working. But for me, if somebody said, look, I'll pay you to stay home with your kids, I'd say, as a punishment? I love my kids, but, you know, just go to school, let me do my thing. When we come home, it'll be all hugs and kisses and ticklies and wrestling and whatever. Right? And the oopy doopy doo game. Well, the oopy doopy doo game I do with my cat, Spider. He's the oopy doopy doo, my spider cat hates that. With the cats, I did the ookie and azookie game. The ookie and azookie game is where I pull them down when they were little off the bed by their feet, and then I flip them over, and as I sing this stupid song, and they just love it. So you don't have to pay me. I'll do that for free. I can't do it now because they're over, you know, 180 pounds, but still. So what I'm trying to say here, guys, long and about, is if these responses, and this was just a small survey, about 1,000 people, if we are detecting that people are really liking not going back to the office and not going back to work, and these companies are going to have to try to entice and add more and more and more money, we might not really have this normalcy coming our way. We keep saying, take the vaccine so we go back to normalcy. Everything will go back to normalcy. I don't think it will. I don't see a normalcy. I don't see a roaring 20s anytime soon. Maybe by mid-decade, but I don't see that now. I see a huge change. I think COVID has made a lot of people realize that there's other options. And I can see why some people don't want the hassle of getting the virus and quarantining. And I get it. I get it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So CVS has revealed yesterday that they are going to stop offering the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine in its pharmacies. This is a huge setback. As you know, Johnson & Johnson has faced many hurdles since it received emergency use authorization by the FDA in February. In fact, Johnson & Johnson has been battling their efficacy trials showing that their one shot might not be enough and people might have to turn to a Pfizer or Moderna to boost what they got from the Johnson & Johnson. Now, if you remember, the Johnson & Johnson had a niche in that it was just supposed to be a one-shot deal. Before the whole vaccine race ended and you know, hit the finish line last December, I was telling you guys how excited I was about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because it's like it's just one shot. As most of the Pfizer and Moderna are going to be two shots. Johnson & Johnson might be the way to go. This is fascinating. But then when you saw the data, did not seem to be as strong as Pfizer and Moderna. And then there were concerns about long-term immunity and then blood clots and in some women. It just sadly, started to kind of, stumble as it made it over the finish line and was in the vaccine race to get as many people vaccinated as possible. In fact, the vaccine had to be paused for 11 days because recipients reported developing blood clots and the CDC and FDA had to decide what they were going to do in terms of warnings. So now the CDC is deciding to pull the one-dose vaccine from most of its locations. So CVS MinuteClinics, these are small facilities within some locations, will still offer the Johnson & Johnson shots, but they only account for 10% of the company's locations. Now, one thing I noticed is when my kids were able to get the vaccine, COVID vaccine, they got to go to Allegiant Stadium, which is great. You know, got to see where the Raiders play. It's just a beautiful stadium. It's fantastic. It's exquisite. And they had a choice of Johnson & Johnson or Pfizer. And to me, we chose the Pfizer. And I know I've tried to be very, very neutral with all of these, you know, and people say, gosh, Dahlia, you know, which one do you think is better? I just chose the Pfizer, not because I was worried about blood clots with my boys, because the blood clots seem to happen more in women, but I just kind of had a hunch that one shot of Johnson & Johnson might not be enough. And so if we were already going to have to commit to two shots, we might as well do the Johnson and the Pfizer one. Now, that was before we had data showing Pfizer did better on the variants than the Johnson & Johnson shot. But my guess is many people probably might be making the same decision. And so I was wondering, you know, how many people were going to then sign up for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and then what do you do with all the extra doses? In fact, when my kids were getting vaccinated, we looked. We didn't really see anybody go to the Johnson & Johnson side for vaccine. So if that's the case, then that means you have companies that are stocking the vaccine, and what are they supposed to do with it if nobody wants it? I mean, it's hard enough to get people to get vaccinated as it is, but then to have them take a vaccine that some people don't, you know, are kind of concerned about. You know, would I have thought my sons would have had any issue? Probably no. But another thing that people are concerned about, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that differs from the mRNA vaccines, are the HEP 27 cell line. I have to double check what they're called. Apparently, to make an adenovirus vector, this virus that helps bring in the DNA to the cell to give the cell instructions to make the spike proteins, there are cell cultures needed, and there has been concern that the cell culture used dates back to its origin from an aborted fetus from the 70s. Now, this isn't that uncommon. We do see, cell cultures and HeLa cells from Henrietta Lacks, which, by the way, I think now the family wants to sue because no permission was given by her to use her cells. Even though her cells have saved millions of lives and has been so integral to the research we've used, you know, there was a consent issue. And sadly, many people, especially minorities, were, you know, never consented, never gave consent or even asked, you know, when things were happening. So after she died, her cells became used over and over and over again, and they ended up becoming cell cultures that didn't die off and were able to be used for testing and all sorts of things, and helped us avoid needing to use animals. I'm so grateful to Henrietta Lacks, and, you know, sadly, you know, what had happened to her was the silver lining ended up her being an absolute hero and being integral in people's lives being saved and continuing to be saved. But a cell line from an aborted fetus has been apparently used for many vaccine production and other sorts of science. And so there are some people who declined the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for religious reasons. Understandably so. Even though you don't actually have current elements of an aborted fetus, the fact that that was a part of the development makes some people concerned that it violates their religion. But a big difference that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has compared to other vaccines, which I think makes people a little nervous, is the method of the body learning what they have to do in terms of the spike protein and then to induce the immune system. So remember I told you about the difference between the mRNA vaccines and then the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines that are DNA vaccines. The Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, they give a piece of mRNA, which is really delicate. It's in a little lipoprotein to try to protect it long enough to get into the muscle cell. It gets injected, gets into the muscle cell. The muscle cell absorbs it, and the cytoplasm, or the area of the cell that's holding the cell's DNA, does the work without even waking the DNA up. So the cell's DNA is like, what's going on in here? They're like, nah, go back to sleep, we got this. And so the DNA gets left alone, allegedly, and the cell cytoplasm gets the directions going, oh, all right, mRNA, we got to make spike proteins, we make the spike proteins. The cell later displays those spike proteins, then the body ends up learning to fight them, learning to, the body learns to make an immune response to be able to identify it and then attack it. And then when the real virus comes, the body's ready. With the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, it's an actual piece of DNA, and the DNA is housed within a virus. And the virus is mild. It's not supposed to hurt you. It's not supposed to cause disease. I think AstraZeneca uses a chimpanzee form that won't really affect affect people, Europeans, whoever's getting the AstraZeneca. And I think Johnson & Johnson is a weakened human adenovirus. So it brings DNA in. Then the DNA mixes with the DNA of the cell and tells our DNA to turn around and make mRNA. Then mRNA is in the cytoplasm, and then the same process mimics what's going on with Pfizer, Moderna. Say it was similar. But that step of where it does have to go into our DNA makes some people nervous. I don't think it's going to do anything to the DNA, but again, we haven't had these vaccines long enough to know. And so that's why some people are like, you know what, I'll go for the Pfizer or Moderna. So that's why I think there's that sort of a preference issue. But, personally, I think the Johnson & Johnson is still providing, protection. I think 13 million people have gotten it in the U.S. So it's definitely has its use. Unfortunately, it's not as popular. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA. Don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.